Doom was also in
Doom was in Ultimate Spider-Man. Doom was in...
Really? Crazy.
Yeah, he was in... this next week, he was in Ultimate Spider-Man, and I'm like, Doom gets around.
Doom is really busy.
He's a whore. I love it. That's awesome. Okay, well, that was exciting. Welcome to the Comic Anvil episode 17, because I've been keeping track. Today we've hauled out some old school peeps, like Earl. Say hi, Earl.
Hello.
Hey, and we've got Anthony and Wesley as well.
Yellow.
Anthony is there. I know he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
So we figured we'd get Earl to join in because not many of us are reading the DC comics anymore, but I bet Earl is.
For the most part, I mean, I've been cutting back on comic books because I'm finally getting to the point where my financial situation's catching up with my hobbies.
Same here, bud.
Yeah.
I did pick up my DC comics this week, but I haven't got a chance to read them.
Oh, boo.
It's my favorite week, though, because I get Resurrection Man, Suicide Squad, Deathstroke. So it's the best week of the 52. That's one thing I do enjoy. I mean, I'm sure they had it beforehand.
How's the Deathstroke?
I enjoy it. I think most of the arcs finished with issue 7. So his first arc dealt with him and his son. So I don't know what this one's going to start off with, but I've been enjoying it.
Are you looking forward to Rob Liefeld taking over next month?
Next question. Yeah.
No comment? The sigh says it all.
I've mentioned this on the other show. I don't really follow comic book creators and artists that much, but he's one name that's kind of like...
sticks out like he's the elephant in the room. The sore thumb that everyone goes, well...
Yeah, because I mean, if you remember it, I read all of the 52 titles when they came out in September, and I think Hawk and Dove, that's the one he was originally drawing, I couldn't finish.
Yeah.
And I finished most of those books. I mean, there were some that, as of now, are canceled anyhow, so...
He's really got a style that you either, like, love it or you hate it, it seems to be. Like, there seems to be no in-between. Because he's got a fan base, hasn't he? Because, you know, his comics sell, but...
Oh, yeah.
There's equally amount of people who just don't like his art, so...
Say hello to the wandering Tammy. Hello?
Wandering Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Texas turd bird. That's cute.
The hell? Is that what it is?
I don't know. It looks like a big poop to me.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yep, we can hear you.
How you doing, Tommy?
I forgot.
That's all good, brother. Thought you were sleeping.
Have you started yet?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Rob Liefeld.
Oh, love that guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, what are you guys talking about? You guys are probably bitching about him, right?
It's a pretty calm conversation because...
Well, what are you mad about him now for? His writing or his drawing?
I was asking... No one's mad at Rob Liefeld. Rob Liefeld has said nothing for us to be mad about.
So this is a real critique then.
No, we were talking about... Earl was talking about Deathstroke, and it turned into, what do you think about Rob Liefeld coming on to Deathstroke? And Earl commented that he didn't care for Hawk and Dove?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes, that's correct.
And then you started giving a shit.
Okay.
I like his old stuff that's being redone. I'll give it that.
The extreme stuff has been really clever. I love Prophet to death. That is Prophet and Glory are probably my two favorite of the extreme, like these extreme revivals so far, because they're just so clever in some of the stuff they're reinventing.
Prophet's amazing.
That last issue, holy crap. I can't wait for the one coming out this week.
I want to read Glory as well, but my funds are a bit tight, so I'm not really adding many new titles to my list. I tend to be dropping more of them now, so especially with AVX going on as well.
Right.
So,
did everybody read that? AVX? We didn't talk about that last time, did we?
Yeah, we didn't. Well, we did get into AVX.
I can't remember if we did.
But it was just Zero we were talking about, wasn't it?
You were talking about Zero. We didn't get one, and the one in the New Avengers tie-in hadn't come out yet.
The Infinite. Did anybody read that?
I read the Infinite.
That was
really good. I liked it.
I loved it.
I really, just, that was really
well,
good.
The story was quite simple because it was just like a prologue of what how Nova gets to Earth, but it was just in how they did the storytelling with the screens and the panels and the transitions.
I would have liked to have tried it on an iPad because I read it on my PC and it worked, but I would have liked to have seen what it was like on an iPad.
Oh, it does the same thing on the PC or what?
Yeah, it does. Well, it does a similar
thing. Yeah, I think
then
so.
Then it's the same, just smaller. Earl, did you read it on your tab at all? You've got
I still prefer physical comics.
Oh, I understand.
It's a digital only comic, though. It's kind of like this new thing.
I didn't read that one. I read Avengers. I only read Avengers X-Men 1, so.
The free one. Interesting.
Well, if you get the digital copy of Avengers vs. X-Men, you can get the Infinite free, so.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
I should look into that because I noticed the same thing with Avengers Spider-Man where you get a digital code. But I never used them because I have the comic already. I don't really
it. It's like the one code that it's like, yeah, I can use this because I get to read the Infinite free, so that's cool.
I think you can only
use them on the Marvel app, though, can't you? Because I was trying to use it on Comixology because I don't have the Marvel app, which I think you should be able to use it on Comixology as well.
You could use the Marvel app on your iPad and stuff. So, I think the idea
I don't have an iPad because I'm kind of tall.
I'm sorry, but anybody who has a tab, that Marvel app, you should be able to take your library with you that way.
Or if you have a smartphone, you can use it too.
Right.
And did anyone try out the Marvel AR app with the Avengers vs. X-Men?
No, not yet.
That was interesting. One of my friends came in the comic store and he was like, "Hey, I have the AR app. Could you download the AR app? Let me try it because my phone wouldn't use it because it was just a little bit too old for the app." Just so I said, "Okay." And so we downloaded it. And we were playing around with it, and it mostly gives you little commentaries about the making of Avengers vs. X-Men, and the stuff I really liked was the sketches, how they detailed how the sketch process worked, to how John Romita's pencils looked like.
It's like a commentary for a comic, right?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I want to check that out.
Yeah, the little trailer for the Exo Manowar.
No.
Oh God, I can't wait! I can't wait for
the trailer for what?
Yeah, they are. It's got an augmented reality thing. Like you hold the phone up to it.
It's so cool.
And, for the cover, it's got a face shot of Exo in his armor.
Really?
And you put the phone over his mouth, and it'll start talking.
That's creepy.
It's so cool, though, actually. It's pretty clever, though. It's no one's gonna forget that, and that's pretty neat.
Oh, I could see. That.
Yeah, I think it'll be. I think it's a good idea. I think it'd be worthwhile. I think it'll be, eventially people will be hacking it and making the guy talk and say a bunch of dirty words, I'm sure.
Well, that'll be awesome.
but that's all good, though, because that'll get, people fired up to hey, look at this, look what I made.
That's great.
I also have to say that I think Marvel's doing so much better job with this whole new digital media than DC is, because DC doesn't really touch any of that stuff.
Well,
they have the comics.
At C2E2, they just announced their digital plan for how they're going. They're actually going to have new comics Monday through Friday now. Did you guys read that?
No. Well, I'm confused. Hang start at the second. Top.
They're going to stagger the release dates? Is that what you mean?
They're going to. Let me. Actually, I'm going to.
What?
Look this up.
He's going to go read from the script.
Oh.
Well, not a script.
Don't
more,
forget to quote who you're reading from.
Well,
sources,
that's what I'm looking at it from, and it's going to be okay. Monday, they're going to have Ami Comic Girls. You know those Ami Comic toys they do, and it's going to be written by Justin Gray, Jimmy Palmiotti, and with Wonder Woman art by Amanda Connor and Tony Atkins. And then you got Tuesday will be the Batman Arkham Unhinged that they already have. Wednesday is going to be the Beyond Comics, the Batman Beyond stuff.
All and their then digital Thursday, stuff.
And then Thursday is going to be the Batman books. This is going to be a different Batman story every Thursday. That's going to be basically they're going to be out of continuity. So if you don't currently read anything Batman, there you go.
Jeff Lemire. Isn't that the one with Jeff Lemire and Damian Lindelof?
Yeah.
Ah, I've heard of that one, yeah.
And then Friday is going to be Smallville Season 11, which by Brian Q. Glass, wasn't it? Yeah. And he's the guy who just wrote Batgirl recently. And
these are what, full 20-page comics? Is that it?
Yeah, they're actually full comics that are going to be released every day of the week. And so DC's really stepping up their digital comics.
Well,
initiative right now.
I meant besides that. I mean, they have the app and stuff, but Marvel has, like, the AR app. They have the Offense app. They have...
Yeah, I'll give you that.
They have a presence on GetGoo. You can get Marvel stickers for the comics you read every week.
I'm surprised DC hasn't done the stickers yet. I'm actually surprised.
Which is what I mean. It's like they have they're a huge entertainment company. They have a huge backing of Warner Brothers.
I'll give you somebody in that company
because they do it for their movies. Mm-hmm. So obviously they know about it. But yeah, it's a way to get through.
I think they're still like the digital comics thing is sort of like their first step, and then I think they're kind of more. Like, Marvel's kind of, like, gone full tilt with the digital stuff, and DC's sort of, like, kind of setting up pretty quiet. Like, okay, we got the everydays, now we're going to have, okay, this, okay, and they're kind of setting it up. And actually, Smallville, I read the Smallville Season 11 recently, and it was actually really good for the first Smallville. Issue. The Smallville was actually really good.
I'm not a fan of Smallville, but I think that's a good idea for the Smallville fans, because they do the Buffy comics, don't they? And yeah, the Buffy comics seem pretty popular.
Smallville's actually really
good. You're mocking my accent.
Not at all, sir.
Okay.
You know, the neat thing about the Smallville comic is, like, if anyone's kind of, like, not been a fan of how the Superman's been represented in the DC universe, right, in the New 52, this is actually, like, an old school Clark. Like happy to help, good personality. I mean, it's like, holy crap, this is Superman. This is Clark. It's sort of like...
Considering how he was portrayed in Smallville.
Yeah, but I think it's almost weird. It's like, I like this. I'm interested in this. And I'm like, this is actually pretty cool. And it's only a buck.
I was gonna say that's another thing that I hope to see in the future are people using the digital medium as a way to kind of deliver comics differently. Like, there's no need that you have to have like a 20 issue every week. You have 7 days in a week, you can divide it up and do like 3 pages a day, so that people have a reason to check your app every day.
Okay, that's interesting.
Are you applying for a job?
No, I was just saying. I mean, I think there's a lot of ground for a digital, you know, for digital platforms to deliver stuff differently than you do. Because I understand in a retail space, you can't have a comic ship out every day. That's just nonsense. But
yeah.
If you control the format. You don't have to deliver 24 pages every sweet Jeebus.
Better take that phone call, man.
I love hearing the Sonic theme every. That's actually pretty.
Why can't they do it daily, man? They do it with newspapers, right? Don't they?
You can finish, Earl.
I was gonna say that's kind of what I was talking about. Is that newspapers used to have like Spider-Man and Batman strips. You get like a new one every day, and it would have like a week long story and stuff like that. But it's minuscule enough that people can read it and kind of not feel like they're. Been missing anything, and next week this is brand new story, so you can start there as well.
It's going to be interesting to see what Matt Wade does with it, because he's really pushing it now, isn't it? I think we talked about this on the last show.
Yeah, you pointed it out. I still haven't looked at it.
Have you read Luffy yet? Have you read it, Eric?
I've been busy.
I still need to read his thing. I am sorry. I've been meaning to, though. The new imprint's called Thrillbent. I'm actually interested in seeing what he does with that, because he just announced his first comic called Insufferable that's going to be coming out from the Thrillbent imprint that he has starting up in May.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, Luffy reads like the Infinite comic, you know, with the transitions between the panels. It's the same style of storytelling that was done in the Marvel comic. So it's just a zombie story.
Yeah.
This is actually very interesting. That's why it's like I'm kind of fascinated by people actually starting to figure out, like, everyone's kind of dabbing their water and trying to figure out how to use digital and how to set up the format for like different digital devices. So it's like, well, people are going to be reading these on smartphones, iPads, computers. So how can we format it? So no matter what way you're reading it, because I read Smallville on my friend's iPod Touch. So I
like the idea of a daily strip showing up every day on your phone.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I have that for some funnies on my phone, you know, instead of buying a newspaper every day, which I used to do. You get like a rent, you know, it's like zits and that other stuff that comes to your phone. And I think that's the other thing that Wesley was mentioning is that it would be nice if people actually took into consideration the digital format for reading comics, because it's still kind of related to the paper. So you still kind of get comics that are really odd to read on your tablet. You know, you get the zoom and stuff on the pen. Batwoman was a pain in the ass to read.
Yes, Batwoman is just like the worst. Like, how to format that digitally?
And I guess... I never thought about that.
The design process that would go into that.
Yeah, because there's stuff that works well on paper. I remember, for example, Blackest Night 8, which had like that, you know, the fold-out page, something you can't do digitally well.
Exactly.
It works well on paper, and that, you know, there are strengths to that, and there's strength to digital. And I hope going forward that people look into that. And I hope that they also focus on yes and no in characters, because it's an easy way to get people into that without having to risk the retail space.
Interesting.
That's kind of what Marvel did, because Nova's not currently got a title, so they just gave him a little digital strip instead. And it was tied into the big summer event they're doing to get people
interested. I actually like it. It's cool. That's actually really a clever idea.
If you want to be a bit of a dick about it, there is some continuity errors where he doesn't actually crash into the plane in the Infinite comic like he does in AVX1, but we don't need to mention that, do we?
Plane, Schvain, it worked, okay.
Someone's going for a no prize.
That reminds me, it's a couple of weeks out, but does anybody know if anybody's doing like free digital comics for a free comic book day?
Whoa. I don't think so.
I don't think they thought that far ahead. They should, but I'm not sure.
That is quite soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks?
Yeah. It's a couple weeks, because it's May 5th that free comic book day is, like, day after the Avengers.
I'm looking forward to?
It's like Avengers, like, next week? Holy shit.
Shut up.
Damn you, Anthony.
It could be worse. There are people who saw it yesterday. I was pissed. I missed it in New York City.
Yes, I know. Oh, you... Bastard.
What's that?
What are you hyped up for next week?
Avengers.
The Avengers coming out.
They get it early in Europe. We were talking about free comic book day, and I'm looking forward to the free hardcover that RK is doing.
Oh yeah, that is cool. I like that. They showed that at C2E2. I'm like, is cool.
Yeah, man. I would like to check that out. What else happened at C2E2? I wasn't really paying attention other than the fact that Ryan moved to Fantastic Four, and I was like, what? I don't know.
Well, then you have, like, the Hawkeye comic coming out soon.
I hate Hawkeye, man. I'm sorry.
From Matt Fraction and David Aja, who worked on Iron Fist together. I'm going, okay, that's kind of cool. I actually caught my eye because Iron Fist was one of my favorite series, so I'm kind of like, okay, I'm kind of going, okay. Them on Hawkeye could be actually really cool. I'm actually interested. I'm pretty interested in that one.
I'm not, though. Sorry.
But
Hawkeye much, but I'm going to read it.
Really? Oh, you're a Fraction fan. Correct.
Yeah, well, I like Fraction. I'm not keen on these four, and I'm actually dropping these Iron Man next week, but don't tell him. The Defenders is one of my favorite Marvel comics right now.
Man, I hate that book, too.
I actually fell out of the Defenders.
I just find myself not really a Matt Fraction fan. Everything of his I've tried, I'm like, hey, I'm done. I can't go on. I don't know what it is.
Casanova's his best comic. It's still his best comic.
Casanova?
Casanova
is still his best.
I don't know, man. I tried some of these crime comics. I don't know.
It's not really a crime comic. It's more like a spy.
Oh?
Super like, spy.
Time-traveling science fiction. Just awesomeness.
Sounds like you guys are giving me shit. I should check that out.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a lot of cool. I mean, they're
not bad peer pressure, man. Don't check it out.
Oh, maybe. I tried to. These guys are always talking about those kind of. I don't know. It's Matt Fraction and Brubaker. Is there a comparison to the two kinds of things those guys do on their own? Like
the indie stuff is different, I'd say.
Totally.
But the thing with Matt Fraction, that's putting me off Matt Fraction a bit now, is that they kind of seem to just be throwing him at anything and seeing if it sticks.
Yeah.
Like, that actually is a fitting description.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to like find like his niche or something, and then they're just going to let him do that for like 5 years or so, like they did with Bendis on Avengers, which is kind of why I'm a bit worried about reading Hawkeye or not. But
I keep thinking that whoever I'm keep thinking that Fraction's one of between either Fraction or Hickman, either one of the two is like the heir apparent to whenever when Bendis leaves Avengers. So one of the two are like the heir apparent on that title.
They I read somewhere on Comics Alliance before that. It's not a rumor or anything, but someone hypothesized that Hickman and Steve Epting could do Avengers, and they could be picking up where FF16 left off with. Eric, have you read FF16? Because I don't want to spoil it.
I'm not sure. When did it come out? last month?
A couple of weeks ago now. Yeah, last month.
Yeah, okay, then I probably have. That's it's like the epilogue of what the hell's going on, right? Is that the one where old Franklin looks at young Franklin and says, or no, the young guy looks at the old guy and says, I always wanted my own Galactus. And the old guy says, I know. That one?
No, it was when Dr. Doom is in the Council of Four Reeds and there's all the other Dooms around it. And he's
got to hold it.
Oh, okay.
I think that was the end of the last issue I read.
Yeah.
Is there a Council of Dooms or something?
Yeah, he's holding the Infinity Gauntlet in his hand. Right. And it's just like the one of the greatest panels in comics ever because it looks so good.
Spoiler. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's
have you not read that?
We don't care.
I have read that. I was just like, what the fuck?
That just sounds cool.
But it's kind of
actually wanting to read this now because I love the description of this
panel.
So
you think the hypothesis runs into now the Avengers are going to get involved?
Yeah, like Hickman and Steve Epting are going to might pick up that storyline if Hickman takes over the Avengers. Personally, I don't want this. I don't know if I want Hickman on Avengers or not. So
interesting.
I do want Hickman because I've been. It's actually interesting. You're talking about everyone's like creator own work being different. Like I've been reading Hickman's creator own work lately, and good night from the Manhattan Project being like psychotic, like amazing. And then then Secret just came out this week, which Secret was good. Oh. Secret is damned good.
That's boner good. Oh my god.
Hey, just read Manhattan Project yesterday. I got it from the comic shop.
Awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, I liked it.
It's good.
He's my buddy, so I mean, it's a bias thing, but yeah, I mean, it kept me interested. The way he framed the opening issue, you know, with the guy talking, and ended with the guy talking, kind of.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Really.
Finally, got issued like the reprints of the Batman Capullo stuff, so I can finally start reading that.
Woo!
I love Batman.
I got.
So good. Good.
I got other friends' work. I got Scarlet Spider 2 and 3, so I can finally read that. And I think you guys poo-pooed it, but I got the Aquaman run, so I'm going to check that out.
I like Aquaman. Poo-poo
it. No, I did like Aquaman. It was a victim of the budget.
Yeah.
I've been tempted to read that myself.
It's good, man.
I was thinking of getting the hardcover.
What's that, Earl? You still reading that one?
I say it's... I kind of dropped it, just not because it was a quality, but just because at some point you have to control how many comics you can buy in a week.
Yeah.
So it's not like shitty, it's just like mediocre, I guess. Is what you're saying?
It's an enjoyable read. It's just that I felt like it wasn't going anywhere fast. Like a lot of it was just dealing with Aquaman being a mockery in the public, which is a nice, you know, it's like you mentioned that the guy isn't taken seriously by many people and you kind of run with it, but after a while you kind of need a story to get going.
It's interesting, like, the latest issue that just, the number 7 that just came out, it's actually much more, I actually finally eliminated all the haha Aquaman and it's like, wow, it's taken seriously. Mm. Not even an attempt at the haha Aquaman. Serious story.
I liked that in the beginning. There was a bunch of haha and there was good action. The art was alright. A little bit of blood and guts, too. I mean, I couldn't knock that.
I think that was a problem with the entire DC reboot. It's just way too much blood and guts.
Oh, I love blood and guts.
Mm.
Yeah, which is fine. If
not in superhero books, comics.
But, like,
why not?
Because superhero comics should be all ages, so you shouldn't put blood and guts in them, because that's not really that suitable for kids.
Maybe that's why I like Wolverine so much.
But yeah, Wolverine isn't marketed towards kids, though.
Yeah.
True.
If it's like Wolverine and Jubilee, I think that's kind of more marketed towards kids than, say, a Wolverine book. And it's the same thing, like Deathstroke and Suicide Squad, I wouldn't imagine to be marketed towards kids.
No.
But if Batman has blood and guts, it's kind of like, it defeats the purpose.
And Justice League as well. Justice League shouldn't have blood and guts in it either, because that's like, the premier superhero team, which kids should feel like they could read. And
well, it's not just kids. I think anybody should feel comfortable reading these books.
And oh yeah, I agree.
There are people who are, you know, apprehensive towards bloods and guts and cussing and stuff like that. And there are ways to make a book mature without, you know, making it gory.
Like Fatal, for example. I just wanted to get Fatal book in there.
That's another book, man. I've got the first three issues and I can't read it. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know.
I like it.
Fatal?
Fatal?
Brubaker and Sean Phillips.
I'm kind of at the point now where I'll just read anything with the word Brubaker on the cover, so I'm a bit biased towards it because I just love all of his stuff.
I'm biased towards Brubaker Phillips because I was a big fan of Sleeper, so if I see them on especially on a creator room book like that, it'll catch my attention fast. And Fatal is just such a classy book. I love buying the single issues and getting the little commentary from Brubaker at the end, and then the little information on. From Jess Nevins and other different authors of other people talking about old school authors and different behind the scenes stuff of that. It's pretty fascinating.
He's done that in all of his creator owned comics, hasn't he? Like since back to the Criminal stuff. So
Criminal is when he started doing that.
Sleeper is owned by Wildstorm. Oh, Sleeper was a Wildstorm comic, wasn't it? So it's not technically creator owned.
But a lot of the concepts and stuff were pretty much, like, a lot of the concepts outside of some of the Wildstorm characters used was much more of them kind of getting established in that sort of, like, style because I think Incognito was closest to the style of, like, Sleeper that kind of, like, did that style of, like, superhero sort of, like, kind of, like, a much more, like, a grittier style sort of thing.
Interesting. Speaking of gritty, have you guys ever heard of Richard Corbin?
Oh, yes.
Yes? Did you guys check out Rage Moore? The Dark Horse comic written by Jan... I can't even pronounce that. Strand? Whatever.
Dark Horse still make comics, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Black and white Richard Corbin art.
Sorry, that was a terrible joke.
This is amazing. I loved it. I actually own some of the heavy metals with Dan of the original Dan run in heavy metal. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Ooh. It wasn't a movie, though. So that's where I first seen his art, and I really dig it. He actually drew my most favorite Hulk story in the miniseries called Banner. Him and Azzarello, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that.
That's
where they would drop Bruce out of a plane like a bomb and just let Hulk tear shit up.
Well, they did that in the movie, didn't they?
Yeah.
Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, yeah. I always tell people that every time that scene comes on. That's in the book. Anyways.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, black and white art, crazy, I don't know, I guess it's about a castle that's possessed. It's alive.
Huh.
And it's awesome, because Richard Corbin drew it. You can't go wrong with Richard Corbin.
Richard Corbin's one of those artists that can make practically anything awesome.
Yeah, man. What can I say? I guess that's all I got for that one. I just thought I'd change it up, talk about a comic book.
It works. I mean, did anyone, it's interesting, like I decided, because I've been having this, because right now, like my comics, I've been getting, like, I decided to check out the Secret Service, the Mark Millar, Dave Gibbons.
Ugh. I'll probably be getting that one in the mail.
It wasn't bad.
I don't read
Mark
Millar.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. I am not a big Mark Millar fan by any means of stretching the imagination, but I like this because I will fully admit this. I like Dave Gibbons. It's like one of those, well, I'm very hit or miss on Millar, but I like Dave Gibbons. Okay, let's see what happens. Like, okay, this wasn't too bad. Mostly because it was a complete thing. Like, it actually felt like, okay, boom, boom, beginning, middle, end, set up into next issue. I felt like, okay, this might not be too bad. I think it also helps that Matthew Sturgis is his co-plotter on this.
He's not doing all the scripting, then.
Isn't it? He's Matthew Vaughn, who's the co-plotter.
What?
No, Matthew Vaughn helped come up with the idea, didn't he?
Sorry.
Yeah,
I got Sturgis in my head. Thank you for that, Anthony.
Oh, wow.
I think the plan is to make it into a movie eventually.
Of course.
I was like, I had Sturgis stuck in my head.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Nemesis 2. It's going to be awesome. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I did not like Nemesis. I did not like CBM Nemesis.
Loved it.
The thing with Miller is he puts really good artists on your books, which draws you in into wanting to read them, but then when you look at them properly, you realize that they're kind of really not that great.
It depends on... He has a very... Well, Vera Millar is one of those things where it's either like you kind of like, you go, okay. You kind of have to look at the issue, and then you go, well, it's one of those, your mileage... It's the epitome of the phrase, your mileage may vary, because you may... It's like people like Nemesis, like Eric, you like it. I hated that.
To be honest, that's where I was like, yeah, I'm done reading Miller. Because
I can't blame the violence
isn't what bothered me, to be honest. It was in, I think it was in issue 3 or issue 4, when, do you know how we kidnapped the two kids?
Yeah.
And he artificially inseminated the daughter with the son's semen. There was no reason for that.
Oh, you reminded me of that, man.
What did you say, Eric?
Are you a Game of Thrones fan? Do you like that show?
Oh yeah, that's full of incest and all that shit, but it's just how
last episode? More sister touching.
to be fair, in Game of Thrones, there was a lot of like that shit going on back in like the Dark Ages and all that. But in like Miller doesn't have any excuse to put that in there.
Yeah,
because
but
we already knew
artificial insemination, and there was no actual skin on skin.
Hey, what? That shit still goes on with the elites. I promise.
It more than likely does.
That would explain George Bush.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Going back to my point, Nemesis, you already knew that Nemesis was like this really evil and awful character before he did that, so there was no reason for Miller to do that at all. But in Game of Thrones, that's what was going on in the Dark Ages and stuff, so that's obviously like...
Yuck.
Stop talking about incest now.
Oh my god.
But Game of Thrones is awesome.
Oh,
it's fucking good. Oh.
That fucking last episode gave me the willies, man. I was just like... Ugh. Anyways...
The Loopy is strange comic I read. I read the Rich Johnston's The Iron Muslim. That
Rich Johnston, the bleeding cool guy?
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The Iron Muslim was a unique experience. Mm. Unique.
It was a rip on Iron Man and, like, Muslims.
Yeah, and it's one of those where it tries really hard to be... It's like initially I was like, laugh at me. Come on, laugh. You know you want to laugh, right? Come on. You gotta laugh.
Really?
No, not laughing.
Never even heard of it, man.
It's not something that, like, honestly, my store didn't even order it. I managed to take it out digitally, and I was like, what in the world is this strange little comic? And then by the end of it, though, I was kind of... There was really one genuinely really funny moment in which there was a very funny parody of Frank Miller's Holy Terror character that it's basically done up like a Frank Miller, like, total parody. I'm like, okay, that was really good. Because, like, the first half's very uneven, and the second half's a lot more funnier, especially the very interesting Nick Fury analog they use and basically making it David Hasselhoff.
Oh, man.
And okay, that I like that. Like the half, so like first half, second half, okay. So
you're a Knight Rider kid, is what you're telling me?
No, more like I like my fair share of a good parody on Nick Fury.
I thought you were gonna say Baywatch.
Oh, fuck Baywatch.
he's just the fan of the music.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the music. Yes, I am secretly German, and I'm a fan of David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was going to say. I bet you this book is huge in Germany.
Germans love David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, but...
Have you guys seen his hamburger eating tutorial?
What? God, no.
That sounds interesting.
It is.
Yeah. What is it, on YouTube or something?
Yeah.
Yep. God, anyway.
Okay, Anthony, pick a comic, because I think you're the only one who hasn't.
You can pick whatever. I keep forgetting to talk about this every time we record, but I want to talk about Winter Soldier, because it's four issues in, and Tommy asked us, it was like a few months ago now, like a relatively recent Marvel comic that was easy to get into, And I'm going to, even though this kind of follows on with what Brie Baker has been doing with Cap like the past 5 years, the Winter Soldier series is actually a good place to jump on for the Bucky character. And it's a spy comic, basically. It's not really a superhero comic, because like Bucky's not really a superhero, is he? So
he's more like a Bionic Man.
Yeah, and it's got like spy stuff in it, and Black Widow is like a lead supporting character in it, and the artwork by Butch Geist and colored by Betty Breitweiser. I need to learn.
Breitweiser.
Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's a really good looking book. And
yeah, well, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's really good.
She is. She's a really good colorist.
Yes.
And also it's not involved in any of the events right now, so.
I gotta agree with you, Anthony. That book, I just read issue 3, I believe, yesterday. I was like, kind of left it for last. And it was really good. I was impressed. I was like, shit, dog, I'm gonna like this.
I mean, there's a gorilla with like a machine gun in it, so what's not to like?
There you go. I like the Bucky character. It's the only reason I started reading Captain America. Yeah. I'm going to drop all that Captain America stuff, though, I think. It's too much.
I'm dropping... I'm not getting Captain America and Hawkeye, but I'm still getting the main title, because I've actually quite enjoyed the... I've enjoyed the recent Captain America art with the Alan Davis artwork. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay. That ties into that one that we were arguing about on Nerds on the Rocks one time, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know what we were arguing over.
Oh, yeah, I just missed... Miscommunication. I can't remember. What was that?
The Illegal Show.
Super Soldier.
Super Soldier, yeah. It's a good series.
Yeah, that's a definite tie-up for what's going
on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because what's that guy's name? Machine Smith?
So yeah, something like that, yeah.
Guy with weird hair.
Winter Soldier now, he's kind of... It's picking up some plot points that Bendis left open from the Secret War mini as well, which is going back like 5 years ago now, because that was... what he did before he started Avengers, I think. So, but I think it is. I think it's pretty accessible though. With if you start at the number one issue for like, if you don't know what Brie Baker has done with Cap for like the past 5 years, right. And then there is also Fear Itself 7.1, which should really be called Winter Soldier Zero because it's straight set up for the title. Did you not read?
I might have it. I'm not sure.
Because it was basically what happened between Bucky, quote-unquote, dying in Fear Itself 3 and him not actually being very much alive.
Yes, you're right. You're correct.
But only Captain America, Nick Fury, and Black Widow know that he's alive. And obviously the Stillwell guy.
Sharon knows too. She's Cap talks in his sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. What else? Earl, you got another DC comic? Or Tommy, you got a comic that you... Oh, do you already talked about all your comics? Wait.
Yeah, I'm reading Invincible 89 right now. I'm going to try to start reading this shit. And we'll
Invincible?
See
what... Really? You're just going to jump in at 89?
Yeah, it says first issue.
You can jump in because...
Oh, go ahead.
I said it's the first issue in a bold new direction. That's what it says on the cover. I've been
fairly user-friendly, too.
Yeah, I've been buying it since, like, I don't know, the 50s, but I just haven't read it. I tried reading a couple and just couldn't get into it, but we'll see what goes on with this. I'll give it another shot.
We got a couple guys here who read Invincible, don't we?
Yep, I read it.
Earl?
Yeah, I read it too.
Yeah.
I kind of found out after the war ended, though. They did the war, and then they have, like, the other guy who's hiding on Earth. Well, a couple of them are hiding on Earth, and then I kind of... You know, it's the same way with The Walking Dead, where I just kind of fell behind. I'll catch up eventually over the summer.
Right on. Yeah, it's going pretty strong. I guess that's one of the stronger Image titles of the last, 10 years?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it's certainly like the 89th issue, so it must be doing pretty good.
I'd say. I know I've read the first trade, I believe, on iTunes or something like that. It was okay.
Well, Otley's a monster, so, I mean, that's why I buy it. He's too good.
Right. That's cool.
Oh, good night. I mean, then we have Walking Dead hitting the 100th issue and next in the summer. And that's going to be... Sheesh.
You think so?
Yeah, Kirkman's a billionaire, by the way.
Yeah, I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Kirkman is...
Pimp Daddy of comics now?
Thank you, Andy.
MTV.
MTV. Kirk, AMC.
The man who pretty much runs AMC right now.
I think they're... They've... They might be turning Fever Thieves into a TV show.
Yep,
as well,
that did get optioned.
Oh, Jesus.
It did get optioned.
Really?
Turning what in?
Fever Thieves.
His new ongoing with Nick Spencer.
Mm-hmm. I don't care for that book either.
No,
I got nothing good to say this week, boys. I didn't dig it.
I didn't pick up issue three. I'm waiting for the
Spencer, is that the one that writes Morning Glories?
Morning, yeah.
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 You guys like that or not?
Morning Glories, hell yes.
I've only read the first trade. So,
dude, you're missing it. It's lost in high school.
I've actually got volume 2, I just haven't got around to reading it yet.
That's another series
I trade weight on. So.
My wife really digs it.
I'll say this, with Thief of Thieves, the first time I read this, I actually thought, you know what, this would make one hell of a TV show.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, it got off. Like, yep, it's a crazy
coincidence. That's almost like a Mark Miller comic getting turned into a film, isn't it?
Crazy shit. Hey. What kind of talk is that?
Whatever happened to Chew? Is that TV show off the
table? It's still being set up within the TV mechanisms of Showtime and that all that. So.
Where chicken is illegal? That's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, but to catch up on that book too. That was fun and different and quirky.
Chew's insane. I love it.
Hmm. I would like to see the Manhattan Projects as an HBO show. I think that would kick ass.
God.
That's
that would. And just wait till you guys read Secret. You guys will all probably be like,
wait, how come nobody's talking about Saga number 2? I know it came out. I haven't read it.
Saga number 2. That was really good.
I would have brought it up, but I wanted to bring up the Winter Soldier instead. So
so you did read
Saga. Hey, be honest. Which Hickman book do you like better?
The Walking Dead. I've only read 8 volumes of The Walking Dead, and that's my favorite thing.
Not Kirkman.
He said Hickman.
Oh, Hickman! Yeah. Hickman, oh, sure.
Yeah, the Manhattan Project or The Secret or whatever.
I haven't read Secret myself.
It's almost right now, it's Secret and Manhattan Project are kind of going back and forth for me in my head, but like...
I want you got to pick one.
Just going off the first issue
Secret.
Of each Manhattan Project.
Secret, alright, cool, I'm going to go talk some shit. Thanks.
You want to talk some shit?
Yeah.
Why? I like Manhattan Projects.
I enjoyed Manhattan Project.
I like Manhattan Projects too, but Secret kind of like notches the slight, tiny, whiny bit higher for me.
I don't know, that cover for Secret reminds me of the Nightly News, and that seems like it's going to be a heavy, deep read or something. So
It's creepy, but it's not really awesome.
Yeah.
Secret surprised me, but it had a bit of a crime touch to it, which I wasn't expecting, which was
Secret.
A nice surprise.
Really?
Creepy.
And I like the color scheme he's got going on it as well, which you'll notice straight away, Eric, what I mean by that.
Okay.
The color scheme is so cool. It reminded me of do you guys remember when Craig Rucka was on Detective Comics and him and Sean Martinbro had that coloring scheme where it was like gray tones and then like splashes of color here and there. It's basically during that run they had up here where they did different tones of color schemes, like relating to different scenes. And what Secret does is sort of like when your first page is basically just a splash of like gray, and then big splash of red of a guy grabbing the dude by the throat. You're like, oh shit, okay, this is cool. And then that's how the whole issue, and the tones go by the moods of the scene and how things are happening in the issue itself. So
sounds like the Nightly News.
It's really cool.
It also makes the colorist's job a bit easier.
Yeah, but it also makes it much more very interesting just what in the, like, how they're pacing this. And that's why Secret notches a tiny, whiny bit higher, but not by, it's if I put it this way, it's like one of those, like, here's some two very delicious meals. These are delicious. They are both great. But there's that one extra spice or some special ingredient that notches it up just a tiny bit higher, but they're still both really good meals. So that's the best way I put it.
That's a good analogy, my friend.
Yes.
The reason I prefer the Manhattan Project is actually the reason I dislike Mark Miller, because it's the Manhattan Project is quite sick and twisted, but
exactly.
It's not gory and stuff. It's more implied and hinted at. Whereas Matt Miller will just straight up show you some electrodes being attached to a guy's testicles and show you getting electrocuted.
That was subtle. They kind of just showed the wires. They didn't really show his balls.
That's why I prefer Kick-Ass the movie, because they just beat him up with bats and stuff. It's better.
Agreed. Yeah, it's pretty much like, as one of those things where Hickman's books are, his creator and so far have been very unique, very clever, very smart, storytelling that I just really enjoy. And it's one of those things where you go, well, Hickman's main Marvel stuff, that's really good. Then you read his creator and stuff and it's, holy crap.
You guys got to remember that Tommy's listening to all this, and one day he's going to get to work with Hickman, and he's going to fucking throw us all under the bus.
No, he's gonna add him into one of the shows. So.
If I ever got to talk to Jonathan Hickman, I'd probably go, hi.
I'd totally freeze up. I wouldn't know what to say to him.
How you doing?
Yeah, right.
Well, see, I don't know if I could pull that off. That's kind of up to Nick, but I don't know. If I ever get you on one day, I'll bring him in.
Oh, no, no. Don't do that. An hour long's worth of, do you guys know how to fucking talk or what?
With FF16, with Dr. Doom holding that Infinity Gauntlet, I nerded out so much over that, because it is just one of the best panels ever in comics.
There's this one Saturday Night Live sketch of Chris Farley talking to Paul McCartney, and he's like, hey, Paul, you know that time you died? And they thought you were dead? That was awesome. That would be probably us with Hickman for the initial part. yeah, you know that comic?
All I'd have to say is, I'm so glad you killed Batman. Or wait, would you kill Batman? Hold on. That was my Grant Morrison conversation.
That's your Grant Morrison.
It was. I sat in line on concrete, played my PSP for 2 hours waiting for him.
And you deactivated yourself.
I geeked out, man. Just lost it. Fuck. It happens. What the hell are we talking about now? Let's pick another comic. Hickman doesn't write bad comics. I think we've pointed that out.
Yeah, we pretty much have almost... I know, Anthony, you still haven't read America's Got Powers yet. You're still waiting on your super shiny signed copy.
Yeah.
And
he's going to make me millions. It's not really.
He's just going to make you millions with a TV
series. I was putting my kids through college. Yeah. I'm joking. I'm kidding.
I got a Wolverine number one like that.
Yeah. I've actually found that for $5 in my local Half Price.
No way. That sucks.
It was $5 to $10 at my local Half Price. I was like, hey, is this Wolverine number one? Holy crap. It's
that sucks.
Wesley, did you read Avengers Assemble 2?
I didn't end up reading Avengers Assemble, but I did read New Avengers 24.
Oh yeah, I like that as well. That was good.
I don't know which one was that.
New Avengers 24 is the ABX time.
It was weird for me. It was a very weird comic for me, because I think some of the information that was in there I wish would have been in number one of Avengers versus X-Men, the conversations involving, because. Some of the lines in there, I was going, yeah, this would have been awesome to have an ABX number one. Rather than in Avengers number 24, then you're Avengers, okay. It's one of those weird things where I was but I am excited for number 25, because I can't wait to see the Iron Fist and the Dragon versus Phoenix thing. That actually should be kind of cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Dragon? I think on Wednesday is the first Walt Simonson Avengers one as well.
And that'll be my happy day.
Wow.
I will be very happy to read Walt Simonson.
Those pages look so good.
Oh. I know, my God. That looks so nice.
Let's ask an expert. What do you think, Tommy? Have you seen these pages?
I'm sorry, my wife is talking to me. What pages are we talking about?
Walt Simonson art. Simonson?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, yeah, dude.
Yeah. He's going to redraw Avengers or something?
Hard to explain what he is. He is obviously a master, and he's got that style that just does not get dated, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's awesome. He's in the top 10 ever.
Ooh. Big props.
I agree.
I like him.
It's one of those things where Walt Simonson is put it this way, that I'm someone who is basically kind of grudging. It was kind of starting to read a little bit more Bendis stuff here and there lately, because I'm starting to mellow on him a little. This is one of those, Walt Simonson on Avengers is one of those, I don't care. I will read this because it is Walt Simonson on Avengers. Mm. And I would be
I'm guessing he has input too, because he's like a really awesome writer himself, you know. So, and then he's an awesome storyteller, you know, because he's not he just knows what he's doing. So I'm sure it'll be great. I really think it'll be great.
Those pages were beautiful.
It should be interesting because it's kind of, he'll have to switch to some kind of a decompression mode, don't you think? Because he's used to doing it the old school way.
You've seen those pages, I think it's going to be very interesting to see.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like Anthony, like you can attest, like some of those pages are kind of like, holy crap. Mm. This is like on another level.
Hmm. That's how I feel about Richard Corbin. His style doesn't get dated too, in my opinion, but that's me. Looks like we lost. Oh, man. There's somebody moving around on there.
I bought a premium Skype account, so you guys can all turn on video if you want.
What are you doing? Sharpening pencils. Look at them go.
Look
at this setup.
Holy crap. Cool. This is the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yeah, no doubt, man. See, you draw flat. Interesting.
No, it's not flat.
Isn't
I got my drawing table. My drawing table up at an incline. It's just the way the camera looks.
Oh, okay.
But since I got my newer chair here, I can like sit back and relax. So I got like this nasty ass pillow, and I'm like right on top of it. So
this is what I actually had my Skype page down, and I was like, "Holy crap! I can see Tommy now."
Yeah. Okay. So. Segue, I guess that's what we'll call that.
Segue.
How long have we been going now? About an hour or so?
About an hour or so.
Okay.
The Earl's been quiet for about half an hour of that.
You still there, big guy?
Yeah, have other things to do at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. Do you gotta go?
No, I was just, I have other things, I'm setting up other stuff for the site.
Oh, right. What's this?
Multitask,
yes.
The only other book that I wanted to point out that I really enjoyed, there was a couple, was Stitched, issue 3, because they explain how these guys are made, and it's good and fucked up. What else can I say about that? Mike Wolfer drew it. Everybody knows him. It's a little under gore for Garth Ennis, though. I'll give it that. I think he's trying to be different.
I can't wait to see, like, take a look at Garth Ennis's Shadow coming out. That'll be very interesting.
That's from Dynamite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else was good?
I wish you guys had read more. You guys had read America's Got Powers, because that actually was a pretty cool little book itself.
I didn't ask for that. That's an Image book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brian.
I think it sold out as well.
Jonathan Ross and Brian Hitch, Brian Hitch on a it's like. Okay, holy crap, this is like Brian Hitch just cutting loose on this. It is some really cool work. It's basically a reality, it's sort of like, it's a superhero reality show but it's very, you ever watch those reality shows on TV and they have like the cloying like hosts that get on your damn last nerves and you want to strangle in 5 minutes?
All of them?
All of them, yes. These are like these hosts, just 10 times more slimier.
Wait, I like Jeff Probst, he's a dick. He starts shit for fun. I like that.
It's actually got a place to
watch. Not that I watch Survivor. It's just on in the background when I play on my Xbox.
Your TV on while playing video games to have type of sound while playing video games.
No. My wife watches Survivor in one room, and I play video games in the next room. Is that better?
Basically the next room?
I got 5 TVs in my house. Don't give me the grief.
You have 5 TVs for 3 people?
Something like that.
Jesus.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 for sure.
5th one just appears.
Well, I don't know if I want to count the little DVD player Maya's got in her room or not.
Yeah, that counts.
Okay, then I have 5 TVs, motherfucker. Yeah, okay, so I'm growing an iPod baby. Leave me alone. Keeps you quiet. What? Tommy gets that. They didn't have iPods back in the day. I bet you wish they did, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter watched Scooby Doo all the time. It was her deal.
Really, Scooby Doo?
Yeah, I tried to turn her on to SpongeBob and stuff because I thought SpongeBob was hilarious. But yeah,
my daughter likes that.
She got into Scooby Doo instead.
Maya watches Avengers because I force her. But at least she knows who they are. She knows who
Hannah's they are. Hannah's devouring Hunger Games right now. She's in there reading it.
Crazy.
Yeah, she loves it.
I like that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I actually didn't like know anything about it before I went in, but I really enjoyed it.
Crazy. Okay. Okay, well, I think I can hear Earl squirreling around back over there. He's got to go, I think. We've done a good hour here. We should wrap it up.
Oh yeah.
Can I just plug something?
Yes, brother. Quick? Plug it up.
I'm doing this purely because Earl's on. We were talking about AVX earlier. I actually have a review of Avengers vs. X-Men on nerdsontherocks.com, so you should go to that site to check it out. And other awesome articles and stuff.
True.
So.
Nerds on the Rock, our home site.
And I guess since we're plugging stuff that's already on the site or should be on the site, I actually get the honor of checking out some people's work who send it to me, and I'm reading for review, hopefully sometime this week, Got Kirby and the Cookbook of the Gods, which honestly I picked up, I got interested in just because of the name.
Interesting.
Which, wow. It's always a thing. So yeah, hopefully, it looks like it's a fun little book. Hopefully my reviews are is out by the time the show's out. I've been trying to read. I just get so many stuff to distract me right now, so.
Multitask.
Yeah, but you can't really multitask reading. It's the
you
one
can.
Tr-
yeah,
it's
I
the
guess.
One thing you can't do other things with.
I don't know. I tend to listen to music while I'm reading. Or drink beer.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
cool. Well, you can do that.
Drink beer.
It's multitasking, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I can eat and read and stuff like that, and I can listen to it. But what happens when I listen to music and read is that you end up not reading.
It's true.
You can see the words
and
stuff. Yeah. I think reading's the one hobby that you really need to be focused on.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with Ella.
Yeah, which is why when I do my comics, it's usually, you know, I set aside like time. And this is why I hated reviewing them, because I would read it, come to the computer, write up my thoughts, and then go back to read another book. So it'd take me like 3 days to read any of my comments.
To be honest, that's one of the reasons I don't review more comics than I actually do for the site, because sometimes it takes me like ages to write a review out for it.
You know,
that's why we started the show.
Well, it's interesting when I
yeah,
like
true.
When I do my reviews for by the way, I'm going to do a plug because I don't abuse the plugging, but I don't.
Do you mean robotsandracecars.net?
Like, yeah, but
I love Nick. I'm doing that in jest.
When I do my reviews for mycomicnetwork.com through thunderentain.me, how I usually review is I used to try to do the read a comic, do a review, read a comic, do a review. Read now. I just read everything, and then I do like an initial thought draft. Then I do a second draft. Then I'll sometimes do three drafts of the review before I get it just the way I want it. Like all my view pretty much expressed out.
You don't have a job now, do you, Wesley? Sorry, man. I'm not
still looking.
Just like that, that would take too long.
Yeah, I was about to say that's the problem is that, and especially with comic books, because if you have like if it's not up on Wednesday, if it's like Thursday, Friday, most people don't care at that point.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Best case scenario, you actually want to have some type of in so you get comics before they're out to review them.
Well, actually, even when I was still, even though I still had a main gig, I was still doing like two or three drafts because of the fact that. Because my first initial reviews that I did were much more, they weren't really ultra edited. They were pretty much like kind of edited, but not really. And they weren't that great. And then I just kind of had to start slowing down and looking at them a lot more detailed. And that's when I started doing the two, three draft sort of system. And because I had no choice, and it starts and it does actually start showing more detail. But it is weird with certain comics how if you don't get them within that sort of like time period, like 2 or 3 days, it's like, oh yeah. And unless every once in a while I get that weird comic that will somehow get like 700 something hits when I put it up on like a Monday or a Tuesday. Happened with Aquaman actually. That was the weird one. I put that up on like a Monday or two, and like on a Monday, and before I knew, I had 750 hit. Like, what?
Okay. I have a new review system. It's yes or no. That's it.
I like that.
I've always toyed with the idea of doing like a tweet system where you kind of have a review in like 140 characters or less. But I also find that's disrespectful to people who put their work into it that you could summarize it in basically a sentence or two.
I'll be honest, like whenever I hear people talking about it, they want more out of a review.
Yeah.
No spoilers, but review it in depth as much as possible because,